In Parashat Nitzavim, it's actually the parasha which is the most matim for this time of year, also talks about HaMitzvah Azoris, which according to the Rabban is the Mitzvah of Tshuva, Lo Yirechoykehi, Lo Yinefleiti Mechov, Lo Yirechoykehi. And we have also the Mitzvah Bechiro, Uvacharta Bechayim, that there's a Re'in Osata Lefanecha Yom Esachayim Esatoi Vesamov Esasara. And the pasuk continues, Haydoi Sibachem Ayim Esashamayim Esaretz, Hachayim Vamov Esnasati Lefanecha, Habrocha Veaklolo, Uvacharta Bechayim. The Mantichi Atom Zarecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I'm putting out everything on the table in front of you. Good and bad, life and death. Uvacharta Bechayim, says Rashi. Ani mori lechem shetivcharu b'chilak hachayim. Ka'odam ha'omer livnoi, b'char lecho chilak yofa b'nachlasi. Ma'mida lechilak yofa v'amilei ezeberar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us, he brings us to the best possible place, and he says this is what's best for you. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. He knows exactly what's best. And he created the world in Choy Katoriv Lehetiv. The reason why he created the world is Pasha to give over to the Olam and for the Te'eles of Mensh, the Toriv Lach, that it should be like we say in Ekev, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, all the mitzvahs, Atari Soma Hashem Lekech, Hashem Mi'imach, Yim, the Yiras Hashem Lekech, Lech Bechol Derech, La'avar Yisrael, La'avar Hashem Lekech, Bechol Nevav, Bechol Nevshech, Lishmar Smitzvah Hashem Lekech, for what reason? Asher Nechim Yitav Chayoyim, L'Toyv Lach. Everything that I'm asking you, for me? Not for me. L'Toyv Lach, it's all for you, it's all for your benefit. The first Nekuda that, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and wants what's best for us. And wants what's best for us. Some people, they look at it as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there with a bat, just waiting for them to mess up, and then they're going to hit him. That's not what the situation is at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us much more than we love ourselves. Imagine, Marshall, somebody asks you for a phone. And your roommate asks you for a phone, So you give him the phone. 5 minutes later, you hear him on the phone. He's talking about you. You should know that my roommate, wow, he's a terrible guy. Comes in the middle of the night, wakes me up. My phone, and you're speaking about me? Give me back my phone. Next day, he asks you again. By the way, can I borrow your phone again? After yesterday? Okay, one more time, it was a mistake. Gives him the phone. And here's a month after speaking to somebody else. My roommate, what a bum. Doesn't get up in the morning for sure. Kenegan me, you're taking my stuff using Kenegan me, and every day we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and we have his hands, and we use his eyes maybe to look at things we shouldn't, and our hands to do things that we shouldn't, and with legs to walk places, and speak things with our mouths that maybe we shouldn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day gives us more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the term of the verse says at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time that Chas V'Chalil, a person speaking Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much more, we would never do it to ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And that's the Hakdamah to Rosh Hashanah. When you're preparing for Rosh Hashanah, the preparation for Rosh Hashanah is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And even though this is the Yom HaDin, and everything is on the line, nevertheless, it's for our benefit. For our benefit, that it's a Rosh Hashanah is the time that we realign ourselves. Every year we could realign ourselves and say, maybe we strayed during the year. We're coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're once again being Boicher B'Toyiv. The Indian of Bacharta Bachaim should be that every year we're starting again Rosh Hashanah being Boicher B'Toyiv and starting again life again, the new year and Kilo new life again. It says that the Din on Rosh Hashanah is the current Yom Rishon, which is Yom Rishon is not the Yom Rishon of Bria Sarayim, it's Yom Rishon of Bria Sa'adam, which is the sixth day. Chof Hei Elo was when the Bria started. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Bria Sa'ilam. That's the Tchilas HaBria. And the din every year is, should the human being be created again? It's the same thing. Zikaron Yom Rishon, that Adam Rishon was created. Every year we're asking, should you be created again? That means that a person loses, so to speak, his Chaskas HaChaim. He loses everything. He stops. And now we have to regain everything that we had. Everything that we had up until now. Your toothbrush, your ability to swallow, your ability for sight, to talk. Everything that a person has. Everything is on the. Everything is up for grabs, Kilo. Nothing is a given. We have to. Is a person going to be created again or not? If that's the din that we have, so then tshuva should be an integral part of the day. We feel bad for everything that we do. We did things that we shouldn't. But we want another chance. But we don't find the tshuva, even though it's a Aseres Me'tshuva. It's the first day of Aseres Me'tshuva, but it's not. Tshuva and Vidui is not the etzem chilek of the of the mitzvah sayyim, of the tefillah sayyim that we find. It's all about Hamlacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the nekuda is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really daning not so much in the past. Kiyodua, that they say, as it says in Chazal, that a person is nidan ba'asher u'sham. Ba'asher u'sham, it says by Yishmael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't look what he's going to do in the future. He daned him as he is now. If you look in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi brings another pasuk also. It doesn't say im zach v'yosher, it says im zach v'yosher ato. It doesn't say im zach v'yosher hayisa in the past. It says zach v'yosher ato. If you're zach v'yosher now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at the past, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking how you are in Rosh Hashanah. The din on Rosh Hashanah is klapi how you are as you approach the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah. When you're standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dining on. How much are you shaykh to Ribbono Shel Olam? What does that mean practically? It says Chazal darshan kepela harimin rakosich. Afilu reikonim shabachar malei mitzvot kerimin. Even the reikonim are full of mitzvot kerimin. So then, what are they missing? If they're so full of mitzvot, what are they missing? So I heard this, I think somebody said B'Shem Reb Avadia, and I heard it this week, B'Shem Reb Dov Pavarsky, that if you look inside of a rimarin, every single garin, every single seed, it stays by itself, is in its own place. It's not all together, it's not chalokim of like in a piece of an orange. That it's every piece is for itself. I know for sure they did tons of mitzvot. Every yid does mitzvot. Every time you help a lady across the street, it's a mitzvah. Even Reikonim Shabbat have plenty of mitzvot. However, they're not mitzvahs which are all coming together to form a certain Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. They're not bringing you anywhere. Every mitzvah is a mitzvah, but it's not taking you anywhere. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim means that I'm living my life for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That means that everything that I'm doing is really working towards one place. That's really what we're, the nekuda of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Everything that I'm doing, where is it taking me? What am I doing? That means, sigh, whether, I don't even know which is harder. A person's working or a person's learning. If a person's working, so there's a lot of other things on his life aside for avodas Hashem. So he has to make sure that all the things are taka, his focus is, he keeps his focus. When a person is learning, also he thinks, memela, everything that I'm doing is for avodas Hashem. But you can have a lot of garinim together, and the whole day is full of garinim, but if he doesn't realize, really, where am I getting to? What's the purpose of what I'm doing? Then there's definitely something missing in the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim means that I'm the focus of my life is Kivrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a Boicher B'Tzeif. I want to be somebody that's close to Ribbono Shel Olam. Memela, everything that I'm doing is a chelik of that. Every Rosh Hashanah, it's not a Rosh Hashanah that I just have to duck down till Yom Kippur passes by. And then I'm okay. Every Rosh Hashanah's Besim should give you something. Every mitzvah should give you something. Every tefillah should give you something. Everything is a chelik of the binyan ha'adam of what he's trying to accomplish. What he's trying to accomplish as a person. So when you're standing before Rosh Hashanah, you're standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, grant me life because I want to use my life for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam, for you, for Gilui Kvar Malchusai. That's why I want to use my life. It doesn't make a difference what I'm doing, if I'm learning, if I'm working, if whatever it is that I'm doing. But the tachlis at the end of the day is for Gilui Kvar Malchusai. Now, this obviously takes a little bit of preparation beforehand to be able to stand on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe one way is to think to yourself, to take a few minutes. It takes a cheshbon nefesh, which, where do I want to see myself in 5 years? In 10 years, what do I want to be? It's always, if a person ask a bachar, what do you want to be in 20 years? You want to have, what do you want your life to look like? Now, how do you want to get there? How do you want to get there? If you want to get there, it's got to start now. If you want to see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years, as what? As still coming late to chakras maybe, and still with midas of kas sometimes, and b'chulu. Or no, I want to work on things. I want to be a better person. I want to have more of a chakras Ribbono Shel Olam. How is that going to happen? What are you going to do practically to get there? To be able to come to Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah and say, listen here, I know that I have this issue, but I want to, please grant me life, and please grant me everything that I need, lemancho elikim chayim, that I should be able to live my life for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. That I should be able to live my life for the sake of l'toyv lach, for what I know, what you know is to be good, and what I know is to be good. Because the Shabbat is not doing it to make it hard. If we really recognize that, we realize how much of a toyv it is, and we'd want to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't be a shayla, it wouldn't be a nisayin. So Mimela, to take a few minutes before Rosh Hashanah to think, what is it, how do I want to look in a few years, and what am I going to do to get there? What am I going to try to do to get there? And what kishreinus do I have that I could use for the Te'elas of Klal Yisrael? How am I going to bring about Gilui Kvod Malchusam? How is it that in 5 years a person is going to look at me and say, oh, there's Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Elokei Shemim V'Shetach. Just by seeing Yidden, you're able to see that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more Gilui Kvod Malchusam, when you see a Gadol Yisrael, so you see his midos, you see everything, you see a unique person. And it's not just the Gadol Yisrael, it's not just one of the great Rosh Yeshivas, it's a person that's a Yid that lives with Ribbono Shel Olam. Yid Ribbono Shel Olam, you see Gilui Kvod Malchusam just by looking at him. You see, what am I going to do for the Gilui Kvod Malchusam? How am I going to prepare myself? How is it that I'm going to make that my life is really working towards the goal of the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's not just, I'm being Mekayem Mitzvot, I'm living life, and then I'm doing all the mitzvahs on the side. I daven today, I also put on tefillin today, and then, or no, I want something, I want to create a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you really could create a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We think, what does it mean to create a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam? He talks to us. The Ribbono Shel Olam does talk to us. He does talk to us very, pretty clearly also. If we pay attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's always sending us messages. And when we dive into him, most times, he answers us. Maybe it's not 100%, maybe it's, but if you pay attention, you'll notice that it is. The problem is, like the story that they say, the guy that was in Manhattan and he's making a... He needed a 12 o'clock appointment for a $1 million deal. And Kitzer, he's looking for a parking spot and he couldn't find one. 10 minutes before 12 o'clock, couldn't find a parking spot. Kitzer tells Ribbono Shel Olam, listen here, if you find me a parking spot, I'll give you 10% for Meister. It's going around 5 minutes before him. 20% to Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing doing. Kitzer, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, listen, millions of dollars are at stake over here. You find me a parking spot, 50 me, 50 you. 50%, we're splitting it half and half. Half the money for tzedakah and half the money for whatchamacallit. As the words come out of his mouth, the guy pulls out right in front of him, and as he pulls in, he says, oh, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, I did it without you. That's exactly what we're looking now for. Because this brother was talking to you. You think there was b'mikra? It's not b'mikra at all. And you could talk to Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam listen, and if you pay attention to it, you'll have a relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam. You really could have a relationship, and that's really what we're looking for. And that's what we really want out of life, and that is L'Toiv Loch. Shbizeichet Ksivet Simat Teva.